The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Well, hello. My name is Cannon, and welcome to Open House Party and OHP Uncut today with Jax. And we basically what this interview is we sat around and we laughed a lot. That's what we did. We talked about our new song, Cinderella Snapped. We talked about life. She answered fan questions, and you can meet your favorite artist. All you have to do to be entered to win a virtual meet and greet is click subscribe here on this channel. We choose new subscribers. They win virtual meet and greets with their favorite artists. You'll see some of those down below. Watch them. There's like one kid interviewing BB Rexha from Germany. He lost his shit straight up. If you want to lose your shit, and you do, all you got to do is click subscribe here on the Open House Party YouTube channel, OHP Uncut, Cannon with a K, and Jax.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
How's your day going?
It's going. It's good. How's your day?
Good. My I have a 9-year-old daughter who you said hi to in the last interview. And that made her day, by the way. She woke me up today singing, "You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls."
I'm talking to her today.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Tell her I say hello.
Okay. So tell me about the new song, because we've got like 6 minutes before they cut us off. And that's the last thing that I want. But you hear the story behind Cinderella Snap and you go, that can't be real. That sounds like a made up story. It's too good of a story to be true. But But it's, you don't make shit up. That's real.
It's actually more vulgar than it sounds like growing up with my Nana. She has literally been like, I had to give the clean edit of what that night actually was. But we found this book that it's like torn up now, but it's literally just like the way you grade a paper, just like fully crossing out the things that she was like, screw this, screw this, screw this. No, no, no. Like just as hilarious as she always was. And I was like, this definitely was something that inspired the song, but I've been feeling like a lot of different types of feels this year about, you know, respect for women in the workplace, mm-hmm. and especially as a creative and, you know, owning my own business here and my being the CEO of my work. I like, it's so hard in such a male dominated industry to like kind of demand respect. And I have love. I have my fiance. I'm so excited that he's my prince and that I'm going to marry him. But like the best part about him is that he has always, always, always respected me and my work. And I wanted to write something about that where it's like, maybe there's other priorities than just being chosen by a prince. And maybe you're not being emotional when you ask for what you want. And maybe if I am being emotional, it's the time to just maybe be nicer, because otherwise, what if we snap? You know, and I
talk to your grandmother about what you found.
What? Oh, the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played it for her, the song for her.
And
on
what
TikTok.
Did she think of that?
She found it hilarious. I hope that she like processed some of the lyrics, because sometimes I know the track really like drowns things out. I love how excited she got about Jasmine making out with Mulan. That was not something that she wrote in the book. But she's always been very, very, very much an ally to the LGBTQ community, one of the first, you know, and she's also like one of the OG feminists that was like hustling this crazy position on Wall Street at like a firm working for foreign exchanges, like after raising a family and then going back to school. I mean, she is such a badass. I was like, she's such a huge inspiration behind the song. She was like the first to do it, you know, and speak out. So
now we all want to meet her. We kind of want to meet her. I know.
I got to protect her, I feel like I got to protect the kids from her, because she is so unhinged. She's a New York grandma, you know. It's like, you know how they are.
I do. I would love to hear how your wedding planning is going before we go. That is stressful but fun. What stage are you at? Are you having fun with it? What's going on?
Oh my God, it's crazy. We actually started an hour ago.
You started 1 hour ago today. Okay.
And then I literally looked down at my phone. And I was like, oh crap, I have 15 minutes till I gotta be on camera. So I stink. I'm literally like threw on makeup.
Do you have like a broad overview of like what kind of thing you're going for? Are you gonna go for like a destination thing? Do you want to do something small? Do you want to do something big?
Not small. We're going big. we met too many people to go small.
Yeah.
And also we're like so fortunate, which we like came to this realization when we got home after we got engaged, that like all these like brands like are just kind of giving us stuff.
Nice,
like
famous,
swag. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is so crazy. I never would have thought in a million years that like Anthropology would be sending me like champagne glasses for my wedding. Right. And it's like, I'm so excited that we're like, okay, we got to get it done now before we lose all our free stuff. Like my mom would be so pissed. Like, I don't know if you ever like met a Jewish mother, but my mom just like, she's in my green room being like, what? Like we're taking it all. Let's take all the swag home. She takes all my goodie bags from brands. So I'm going to be like a hashtag ad of a bride, but my one request for this wedding is that the ceremony is ordained by my brother and totally normal and not going to scare the shit out of my in-laws. And then the second half, I want it to scare the shit out of my in-laws. Cause it's going to be a fully emo reception.
Are you gonna have like a DJ or a band? Both.
I want to do a band, and then once things get, people get really drunk and sloppy and all our fellow emos start getting rowdy, I want to do like a full emo DJ set. And then eventually when you have the stragglers where their eyes are rolling back of their head while they're talking, that'll just be for like Sweet Caroline and like Don't Stop Believing.
The in-laws and the parents will be gone by then, but for some reason I don't think your grandmother will be gone by then.
No, she's lit. No way, she's out, trust me, she's lit.
Is he just as interested in planning this as you, or are you kind of driving the boat on this?
I have no interest whatsoever. I slacked on my research. All my friends are getting married. I have no idea what I'm doing. I didn't know what ring I wanted. I have no idea what dress I want. And I'm so thankful for all of our sponsors for really helping me here, because we have people dressing me at this point, which is freaking rad. I'm like, oh, great. I don't have to think about this.
That's pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. What are you looking for? Are you talking about like a year down the road? Is that where we're looking?
No, we decided an hour ago we're going to do it October 20th. And it's so sad. I'll tell you why. You're not going to think it's cool because it's really goofy. But I just told my manager in between this call and the last one where I'm like, there's this emo festival called When We Were Young in Vegas. And we went last year and it was like the best weekend of our lives. Me and our friend group from Arizona. And I like wanted to schedule the wedding around like doing the wedding and then the next day flying to the festival with our friends. So
that's going to be your like immediate next day honeymoon is going to be the festival.
It'll be the pre-honeymoon because I feel like I can't take off for a honeymoon like in the middle of everything. So we're going to wait till New Year's. I don't think that's stupid.
I don't think that's fucking super dope. Do you have any idea where you want the real honeymoon to be after that?
I think Greece.
Oh my God. I've always wanted to go. Santorini. Every time I see a picture, I'm like, I've got to go.
Heaven on earth.
Jax, you've been amazing to talk to as always. I love you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with us.
You too. I love you.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.